From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
On Friday night, a late drive helped lead the GW football team to a 17-13 win over rival EC Glass.
Covington takes a snap, hands to Brandon, bounces back to the inside of the five, stretches for the pylon, and he is in for the touchdown. The Eagles answer and take a 16-13 lead with a minute 40 to play.
Brandon rushed for 108 yards in the win. Kicker Cam Stevens also made a school record 49-yard field goal. GW is now 2-1 on the season. Chatham improved to 2-1 on the season as they beat Smith Mountain Lake Christian 26-19. Head coach Josh Brumfield called it a solid performance.
We played a pretty solid team that had good fundamentals, and we had terrible mental mistakes that, you know, kept them around in the game. We had all that, but we still overcame things. The offensive line really stepped up and played well tonight. And then obviously Kamaje, you know, just took over.
Kamaje Logan led the way for Chatham with 150 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Gretna improved to 2-1 on the season as they picked up a 38-12 win over Tunstall. The loss drops the Trojans to 1-2. In college football action, Averett dropped to 0-2 on the season as they lost to Southern Virginia on Saturday, 46-14. Virginia Tech dropped to 0-3 on the season as they fell to ODU, 45-26. Virginia Tech announced on Sunday that head coach Brent Pry has been fired after the 0-3 start. Offensive coordinator Phil Montgomery will serve as the interim head coach. UVA improved to 2-1 as they handled William & Mary 55-16. GW football alum Wesley Gray scored the game-winning touchdown for North Carolina A&T as they beat Hampton in double overtime 33-30. Gray's finished the game with 87 yards on the ground. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.